And the national anthem was sung, and the communists didn't get up.
So what he did?
He went straight to one step and slapped him. I don't know how Tiripala kept order after that incident, I don't know. But passed on. Jaya is a good fellow. I like him. But the whole thing is, he's fond of, too fond of power. Very nice man. One of the cleanest politicians. But somehow other people don't trust him. I don't know why the devil it is. People just don't trust him. I don't know why.
Wasn't the situation rather anomalous? The DS, after this incident, began to move away from Congress. At the same time,
he left the Congress.
He left the Executive Committee in 1942. He left Congress after the Communist Party issue in 1944, 2 years later. So he was beginning to move away.
Yes.
And yet you get his son as Joint Honorary Secretary. What was the position at that time?
Dudley, I can't just explain that. So Dudley used to oppose your father verbally, but comes to a voting, he will not vote. I remember one incident, Siripala in State Council had told D.S., D.S. has told him, you can carry on the department. Siripala said, of course I will. Then at lunchtime, Siripala and I walked into Parliament House, and so they became. He said, I'm Gilbert. Have you been to the zoo? Then Siripala Bhatte Bean, sir, you are the head of the zoo, no? Oh, Minister. A really coincidence was, when I joined Congress, I found that Congress has no will of its own. They are guided by these ministers and others. So I submitted a memorandum. I said, I don't know why I didn't keep a copy of that memorandum. I said that in the future, you should never have a minister as chairman, as president of the Congress. After I submitted this memorandum, one day I was taking tea. I can just picture at the white our table, Siripala and I, and somebody else, and other table, Lionel, Henry Ravasuriya, George de Silva, Dudley. Lionel top is, oh, so you want to be the president of Congress? Loud voice. I told him, my dear fellow, if you can be a minister, why shouldn't I be the president of Congress? He went to party and shorted to Banda. At Banda. When I joined the Municipal Council, I was really elected by the women of this area under Dr. Mary Dutton. My God, you are right. Because it's not an election, it's a reception. So they asked me, the Women's Franchise League, to deliver a lecture. So I took a subject, municipal legislation. And I said that sometimes it's difficult to go forward because delay the ministry. I took, for example, the Food and Drug Act. Then, you know, whip. This is D.N.W. Dilla.
Yes.
He was whip for the time. He went to Banda and said, see, Mr. Gilbert, let us say this, that you are responsible for the delays in the legislation. Oh, Banda said, or tell him that it's not so easy as making bread cakes, one below the belt. My God, when you went to the bar, the enormous amount of advice I got what to say. I listened, if I want to give a record, I must do it nicely. I thought, and just listened and didn't do that. Then, at that time, Banda was carpeted by Caldicott, because he told the village committee session, don't help the war effort. Caldicott called him up and said, well, look here, Mr. Bandana, okay, you are my minister, I have no confidence in you. You had better resign. And Banda ate his words. So Whip came to me and said, now what do you say? The minister says it's not so easy as making cake. Tell him, I said, it's not so easy as eating humble pie at Queen's House. I still remember this thing which Banda was very proud of. He said, that's the best he thought he ever made.
That cake?
No, that finished.
Mm-hmm.
Vikramasinghe had attacked him furiously. Yes. And when the time came for Banda to speak, he was sleeping. Somebody tried to wake him. But said, no. That lying dog sleep. But I was very proud of that resource. He said, that's the best resource I made in my life. I enjoyed it. But I was not fanatical about these things.
So, now at in this early period, 40, 41, when you were starting to reorganize,
yes.
Was there an expansion of membership?
Oh, yes. Terrific expansion. You were very popular. That is why I said it was really the Congress for the people.
Was it because of the organization drive, or do you think the period, the war situation, the fact that the...
No, I think it's organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's organization, really. Kagal and others, really, went and had huge meetings.
How popular was this Swadeshi movement?
There was no really Swadeshi movement.
Yeah, I thought they tried to have home products and...
No, we never went to that. I don't think we ever went to that.
Then with this sort of expansion of membership, can you tell me something about the type of people from who joined the Congress? What is the social composition of
it? Social composition was a good class people in the villages. Mm-hmm. That is Sirivardhana, who died recently, I think that... Yakkala, just beyond Yakkala.
Yes.
That kind of person, Alau and others. At Alawa?
Mm-hmm. If can you think of any sort of typical person, like Sirivardhana, typical of the...
Why, you are a member, no? Chennapol?
R.S. Chennapol.
Who is the member of Parliament for Dabula or something?
Yes.
He was the philosopher reading verses at bus stand.
Yes.
He was very enthusiastic, right? It was popular, really.
So what village elements? Sort of school teachers, that crowd?
Teachers and...
Landed gentry.
Landed gentry was definitely in.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely in. And...
notaries, yeah, village notaries?
Yes, it is.
Which village, which regional areas did you feel were most enthusiastic? I mean, some areas wouldn't have been very active. What would active?
I can't definitely tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That I have never made that analysis at all.
In the town area, who were the individuals who gave a boost to Congress?
No, the Sinhalese Merchant Chamber was the Congress.
Sinhalese Merchant Chamber?
Why, my brother was the president.
Mm-hmm.
The Rupi Chal.
I see. Yes. And I suppose some funds also came from the merchants.
Not much funds. Mm-hmm. We didn't go to them for funds. Really, you know, we were from that fighting fund or something like that. It's only my brother Albert who sent 5,000 rupees. Nobody else did.
What about the contesting of the by elections by candidates nominated by Congress that you started for the first time?
I'm with Jaya.
Yes. Before Jaya, didn't you try Moratua? Wasn't H.W. Anasuri and others, weren't they asked to leave because they had not supported the Congress candidate?
No. Mm-hmm. It's the first time.
Kalani election.
Kalani, the first time we fought and there's a party.
And what was the attitude of the old guard, B.S. and others?
Oh, my God. No, that doesn't say that either. But that did me. I can just remember Dicky, China Dicky, R.G. The Philomena Papi, hell of an attack on Jaya. And Mrs.
I thought Raji was friendly with Jaya at that time.
No. No. And Mrs. Afa asked me very sarcastically, will the people of Kalaniya come in protection?
But I thought they would have preferred Jaya to EWA.
No. They would have preferred EWA. And I am still sorry for it. Statement I made about EW at the bar. I said, what's the use of an old blunderbuss when you have a rapier? You know, really, EW was weak at that time. His lips were shaking and quivering and all that. Wonderful man, there's no doubt about it.
Mm.
But she had to practice all his orders. He should have come. Mm-hmm. I'm still sorry I said that. What's the use of an old blunderbuss?
the late house and D.S. had backed the colonial...
No, definitely not.
There wasn't
had to fight against them.
Mm-hmm.
We had to fight. One thing, all the Canaanites backed me in these elections for the election.
That was a bit later?
That's in 1940.
Oh, I see.
1940.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they didn't like the air coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That is why I can't pardon the fellow walking into the parlor for the seat.
Yes, but then to stay back and have your own force, isn't that dividing very...
But we were not participating in politics, right? We were not putting forward political candidates. Party candidates, we were outside, we were watching the earth, we have done so much work, we have so much influence, but we are not going to use that influence at this time. You say you can do so many things, all right, let us see what you are doing.
But what I was particularly interested in the attempt to make the Congress, the old Congress, into a party which they are
yearning
for, the Constitution was changed, apart from the end objective.
Yes.
There was an attempt to make it into a party.
Yes.
And therefore there was a new clause in the Constitution saying that
no
members of other political parties should join.
Yes.
And there was a big division of opinion on this. Now who were the people who were with J.R. in this desire to make it into a party and who wanted this clause in the Constitution?
You know, everybody who were in close touch with the Canaanites, like Claude Corey and others, were against all this. They felt that they are losing influence on the Congress.
You mean it's Claude?
Yes. They wanted to be freelancers who were ready to do anything which without being controlled by the Congress. Without being controlled by the Congress.
What was the attitude of people like Georgie
to make open this decision? You know, Georgie is a good chap, you know. This, my mind is rather hazy about what took place. At that time, Georgie was unseated.
No, that was later. This is 43, in a long period.
Yeah, 43. Georgie was a loyal fellow. One day I tell you, Georgie was loyal. One thing to be said for Georgie, he was much more loyal than anybody else.
You see, I can show you this, 1943.
Well, in close touch with you.
People around here were the ones who didn't want this clause.
And that they were influential enough to retard the consideration of the resolution.
And Dudley was on the fence.
That is so peculiar. I remember Siripala and I were in India in 1935. Siripala fell ill with chicken pox and had to come soon. And I was in India. We had a little difference also, misunderstanding which we cleared up. And I read in the paper that Dudley was coming forward for a seat. And I also heard from Siripala that D.S. did not like him to come forward. I wrote to Siripala and said, my dear fellow, if Dudley can see the way, why the hell can't you? Then Mrs. Rafa was at London. Siripala sent a long wire to the guy, but Mrs. Rafa said, it's perfect. He thought Naramala, you know, all the time. My God, I'm in work at all.
Who's Siripala? Siripala.
I'm very honest. Very honest. He has won that seat against D.S. He has been support. He has been support.
Who did D.S. support?
He didn't openly come, after all, he's Navy with law, he can't openly do it, but he didn't support. It's a negative.
Siripala was married to?
A father and a daughter. And if I don't know Siripala took care of it, it's a dark girl, no? That's a daughter and a daughter. And one thing was, on that day, the only conviction I had in a criminal case, clearly, Idemana was the best one. He had a case excited to kill, but he carried on before Baba. I decided to do Baba, thought through all that, and the fellow was committed. I went to the wedding late.
Now, so on this issue, it was...
People with power who didn't like.
And so, you see, I raised this question because the obvious attempt to make the Congress more tightly organized.
That's right.
Both outside and in municipal politics. But you really see that they ultimately didn't succeed.
No. With very difficult personal ambition and conflicting with your party responsibility.
Apart from that, didn't you feel that what made the position of Congress difficult was that there was a board of ministers independent of the Congress?
They didn't want their style cut. They wanted to have their own way. And it is for that very reason I said we must not make these fellows president of Congress, later.
And what was the relationship between Mandala Nayaka and Congress in your time?
Pant had nothing to do with that.
Never came?
No, never came.
Because formally he had been a president.
Oh, yes. He was creating his Singhala Mahasabha and village committee sessions and all that.
Were there any members of Congress who were also members of Singhala Mahasabha? I suppose they're just common.
There must have been fellows like this. I can't remember his name. Goodness sake, or something. There was Apasenanaka's people sabha, and said Apasenanaka had a party.
Mahajana
Sabha.
Yes.
There were some members of the Mahajana Sabha who were members of the Congress. And obviously there was the last president of the Mahajana Sabha and all that. A very, very weak organization was at that time.
But now, what I can't understand is in view of this effort to exclude members of other parties. Now, who was that aimed at? Was it aimed at the communal groups like the Mahasabha, Singhala Mahasabha?
No. Singhala Mahasabha was a weak organization. We don't care a bit about them. They were more, but they were really more related to Congress to you.
All right. Then why, a bit later, 44-45, why did JR and others want to allow the Communist Party members to be also within the Congress?
That was done, JR. Not only in 1943.
45.
When I joined the Congress first,
yes,
we had meetings at the Borel flat, Vijayawadanas. And I saw for the first time Peter Kenavan there.
Yes, but once you bring this clause into the Constitution, you are implying that members of the Communist Party could not be members. But yet in 44-45, when the issue came to head, J.R. and others wanted them to be part of it. And here, it was seen that both sides came for it. Earlier, B.S.N. Writer had been fighting against the Congress, which meant that you could be members of another party and at the same time being Congress.
Yes.
But when it came to the Communist Party, you wanted them excluded.
No, that is because B.S. was never a member of any party.
Yeah.
It is not quite correct to say that he was a member of any other party.
No,
he was. But he was the antagonistic towards the present setup of the Congress. The other independence of freedom and all that kind of thing he didn't like, because they were playing a subtle game with later. They were telling you, see how the people, these leaders are very powerful people. When D.B. died, Oliver called up Bertie Veerasinghe and others, said, you must make a big show. You know what you said later. So that they also said, see, they are going to exchange the Congress. And they were working later this way to get what they wanted.
Oh, they wanted the younger people to put pressure to say that, look, we are more reliable.
Oh, reliable, you see, the picture of B.D. is a wonderful thing. These leaders are very powerful people. Being explanated.
So in that sense, weren't your attempt to change the objective of the Congress into freedom tactically unwise?
I mean, from DS Partners' point of view, they have been working some other movement. This change was tactically unwise.
Unwise maybe from DS's point of view.
Yes.
From our point of view, the position was very clear. If our argument is this, if a place like Burma can have independence, well, we who have been very good boys, why should we get independence? Our argument is very sharp. And you find this, they consulted the Congress and all these draft legislation and all that, getting to know all drafts were sent to us.
Now, when
George
was president of Congress, he provided did it become very much his sort of organization?
No.
You said was it generally you who drafted these speeches or only in the 1951 you drafted?
Only that I drafted.
Only that.
No draft of other speeches. Because there's nobody else to draft.
No, but that's what you said. You must have got somebody else to draft earlier.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, isn't that? George brought Jia to the UNP and all that, expecting a sort of act of indemnity to be passed by the colonial office to reinstate him to politics. That didn't happen. Then he became virulent against DS and all that, and he took more interest in Congress.
That's after 47 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But didn't he have, in 47, after the results, he had a considerable block behind him because he had won Tanya Mail either for the UNP or people who were more for him than for the UNP.
I can't explain it to tell you, I didn't. When I was busy with my Singhalese, I was all doing manner of nonsense.
Now the Peramuna, was it Singhalese or
English? Singhalese. As a matter of fact, there was an editor, he thought I would allow him to write it because of the novel of I shall say in English and they can't do it. D.L. Jayawardena. He was a man who had learned journalism in England. He was the henchman of Jaya.
Related?
No, not related.
End of interview.